That caught my attention.
Yeah, I think we admire that. The 21 would just seem overwhelming to us. Any other questions for any of the witnesses?
With counsel.
Yes. Now, as I understand it, you're working, you think the fiscal out, but at this particular point, remember we just got the Dash 5 amendments. We've not had a fiscal analysis from DAS or from LFOs and so forth. So there is a, at this point, there is still a referral to Ways and Means. But what our goal is, as I understand working with them, is we'll refer to Ways and Means. They should get a DAS and budget management information to them right away that there is, they're going to point out there is no fiscal impact, and therefore it can move out rather rapidly. Okay, so I'm going to close the public hearing.
All right, I'm going to say thank you. I'll be still until we get to work session.
Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing. I'm hoping.
Mr. Chair, I promised Senator Gordley that I would make a statement for the record on her behalf, and if I might just take a minute to do that.
For a second.
Senator Gordley has interest in this bill and is in the process of working with OECDD and 622 and funding for some of the underserved areas in the Northeast and Southeast Portland. They have not formed a consortium, but we have made provision in subsection 7 of section 1 for consortia formed after the effective date to be added to the committee by a majority vote of the council.
Okay, thank you. It's so noted. I'm closing the public hearing. I'm opening the work session on 765.
I'm going to move, first of all, the Dash 5 amendment. I move the Dash 5 amendments to Senate Bill 765.
Senator Courtney moves the Dash 5 amendments. Is there, Senator, you concur?
No, I'm going to discuss.
Oh, okay. Discussion?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, just a couple of things since the people are in the room that are going to be doing this. Number one, regarding the fiscal, in our Dash 5, as you know, we just saw the Dash 5s. But in subsection 11 of section 1, it still does say, I'm just telling you, warning you about fiscal part of this. It still says that all agencies, departments, offices of state are directed to assist, blah, 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 as the members of the council consider necessary to perform their function. So you're making the state, I mean, so that could raise the fiscal because it's depending if the council is going to ask for a lot and they're directed, they're going to say, you know, so I'm just warning you about that part of it, first of all. The second thing, and I would just, for those who are going to be working on and putting this and going forth and doing good things with this council, one thing, and I didn't mention this in the original hearing because I knew we'd be coming back, but just as a concern, in the original bill and just looking at the intent that you're wanting to try and meet here in Section 6 of the original bill, and you talked about the primary duty of the council, the very first things on that list, the primary duty, is to look at facilities and services for use of business and industry. And I was fascinated, because when I went through the 21 people, there wasn't one business or industry person asked to be on the council. They were all government, you know, state agencies, private universities, telephone companies, cable companies, community college, county government, healthcare, internet providers, city government, et cetera. And I'm just saying, if the idea is to have just a bunch of government people and colleges and universities try to decide what's best for industry and business and industry, I would just have it as you put this task force together to consider real people in businesses and industry rather than just the government needs in order to come up with something that the legislature will really look at as a solid product based on the needs of those folks. So,
the center's points well taken.
Very well.
Well taken. Any other discussion?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a discussion.
On the Dash 5, okay.
Oh, okay, Dash 5. That's the motion on the table.
The motion on the table is Senator Courtney moves the Dash 5 amendments. Any other discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? There's 5 minutes are adopted.
No.
Senator Courtney.
Mr. Chair, I think you think the appropriate motion is to go to Ways and Means. Let me just tell you something.
Okay.
I've just been through a very difficult situation on this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Don't think there is a Ways and Means referral, but I'll tell you, once you make that motion to go to Ways and Means, before you can get that ship stopped and turned around, you can get yourself into a lot of time. You might be better to send this thing to the Senate floor directly. If this report doesn't catch up with it, then make a motion to the Senate floor to send it to Ways and Means. Or if the report does catch up, you don't have to worry about it, or to hold the bill in committee. Because I'll tell you, my abandoned baby bill, which you're both in the Judiciary Committee, you don't want to know what I've been through. And even though now everybody admits the legislative fiscal they developed after it came out of Senate Judiciary really wasn't right, and it should come back to the floor, It's got to go through a subcommittee, to a full committee, to get it back to the Senate floor. You don't want to know what I've been through. Maybe you don't care what I've been through, but I'm just telling you, if this thing doesn't have, and you may be right, Senator Metzger, that it does, but if it doesn't, either hold this bill or send it to the Senate floor and hope the paperwork catches up, because, or just let it, I mean, I'm just going to tell you, it's up to you.
Mr. Chair, do we have a directive for Ways and Means?
Then, all right, you can get it removed. Okay, do whatever you want the Senate.
Marjorie, let's ask Marjorie first comments, okay?
Chair Duncan, members of the committee, this bill does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. You can certainly ask the Senate President to rescind the subsequent referral. However, I believe it's at his discretion whether he approves.
And what they will do, you're absolutely right, is it starts with Karen, then it goes to Lynn, and then it goes to Gene. I'm going to tell you how it works, all of which takes time, which is fine. I mean, you know, maybe we got plenty of time left in the session. This is a Senate bill. It's just starting. It is yet to go through
the House.
And so all I'm saying is I'm trying to make sure that you give yourself as much time to get it done.
Chair, are we meeting next week?
We need more time to get it done.
Are we meeting next week?
Just a suggestion,
based on what Senator... No,
maybe, and I tell you what, maybe we could do it. If we work something out, we could do it at the call of the chair. We could find it.
Reason I say, just based on what Senator Courtney said, I'm thinking out loud here, Mr. Chair, if based on what the Senator said, if we send it to Ways and Means, this thing has a long ways to go just to get back to where we are with it at the moment. And if you have a few days where you can get a fiscal and then make a case to remove the Ways and Means and we send it right to the floor, you'll actually save time by waiting to pass it next week than just have it buried in Ways and Means and try to go through that process based on what the Senator said. That might be a better way to go if, in fact, they may come back with a fiscal that, as you say, that isn't considered Ways and Means material.
Okay, so we can be asking, we got two things going. We'll ask the President if we can remove the referral, and in the meantime, we're trying to get the...
Mr. Chair, if I might.
Senator Byers.
If the President is agreeable, you might want to just send it to the floor. It will have to go to Ways and Means on the House side if there is a significant fiscal, and just get it over there, given where we're at in session.
Chair Duncan, members of the committee, I don't think that's the way it works, because the committee would actually request the President to rescind the subsequent referral, mm-hmm. and it says at his discretion.
I understand that.
So it's possible that...
I think I can expedite that.
Here's the deal. I'm telling you, I went through it. I've run the gauntlet. There are these processes that we just mm-hmm. think we can do, and next thing you know, time's going by. My tummy tells me right now, I'm sorry to mess you up, folks. Either send this to the floor and Gamble, you can go down and see Gene and he'll do things, which might put him in an awkward situation because they are requiring certain procedures to be followed by everybody right now. Don't mean to embarrass you. I'm just telling you they are. I've been there. Or just hold this bill in committee until next week and see what happens. Or just send the thing the way to me. They're passing notes.
Well, Marjorie's just recommending that why don't we just push hard and try to get a fiscal, and let's get a meeting. And since this is the only thing, be quickly, we'll do an at-the-call-of-the-chair meeting and move it. Because I think you see the people, we're anxious to move it someplace. We want to expedite the day. So we'll try to do the best we can for you. So I think on that basis, we have the amendment now.
Right, so you can get a fiscal.
We'll get the fiscal. Impact on that, and as soon as we have that, we'll give the proper notice, and I'll call a special at the call of the chair meeting, and we'll just move that bill. We're going to move it someplace.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? I think that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I think that's where we are. Thank you for coming, Senator Byer. Thank you, Cindy and Bill, and Dan. Appreciate your comments. Anything else? Now I'm going to close the work session on 7:65, and I want to take just a moment. I know we're on. And move things around, but I think it's important that we take just a moment and debrief from a very successful meeting last week. I want to commend publicly and get it on the record again. It was Senator Courtney's idea that we should be listening to as we talk about technology and the future and the impact, we should be listening to the people who really understand it, and that's the young people. And I think we created the first in the state history, probably, of conducting a hearing a hearing with young people from 8 high schools in their own setting at that particular time, and that was a great experience. And so I publicly want to compliment the senator, because I think it was a great experience for all of us. Any comments from anyone in kind of a debriefing setting from last week's setting?
Well, I would say I want to compliment the senator, too, because I'll get in trouble if I don't. So I want to compliment him, too, for all the great work he done.
Well, there was a message that we got that last week from the students, too. And that message tells us something about teacher training programs. In other words, the students, let's face it, are ahead of the teachers in many cases. And they kept saying that over and over. Our teachers are not well trained in their technology. And I think that message came through loud and clear. Comments, Senator?
Well, first of all, I'm humbled by your gratitude, but I do want to point out Marjorie Taylor and her staff worked so very hard to put this together, because we had more than just a few schools. We were up to, what was the number?
9
schools, and you don't just do that. But I got to tell you, I'm an old geezer, and I've only got a few hours left before they ban me from life in this process. And I found myself thinking as this thing was going on, if you asked me in my 9 general sessions and 10 special sessions I've served in, I probably cannot think of a moment that for some reason really got to me. And I don't know what it was. Here's just a few little senators. We didn't have any. I've usually sat here in the House Judiciary Committee. We've had 12 members. There's only 3 to 5 of us. But let me just tell you, something was said to me really special. I went to that ESD breakfast yesterday, or all those people. And one of the people came up to me from Hillcrest and said, thanks for allowing our students to go outside the wall. Remember the Hillcrest school?
Right.
Had it? And then most phenomenal thing about that is, after a while, I wasn't even aware that they were incarcerated. It's like, and I also told them how, did you see how the kids in one school started to talk directly? They wanted to help them get classes, this spontaneity.
Yeah.
I thought that was incredible. And I'll tell you, it confirms my suspicions. I really got hit very, very hard. And don't ask me to go into what happened to me. I got a vicious letter that came to the chair regarding my remarks that I made weeks ago about the fact that I felt young people were ahead of us. I know they're not ahead of some of you, like Senator Metzger and Senator Duncan, you guys. You're very sophisticated when it comes to this technology. I'm not. But I think young people can think in this area ways that older people can't. I don't understand why. And I'm convinced after watching that program that there's an electricity about it. There's something about way they're thinking in this area. But I had to tell that ESD breakfast. They wanted to know, what did you learn? I said that their teachers were not able to take them where they wanted to go. They remember that? Wasn't that the remark?
No, that's
not
true.
Even critical. Wasn't that one of the things they said?
Oh, yeah, some of them, yeah.
So I just think it was really special. I just wish more of the state senators and the members of the House could have been here, or somehow or others, they could have been a part of it. But that's okay. That doesn't matter. I've got a feeling it's going to have ramifications that we aren't even aware of in terms of that kind of technique now being used among high schools and things that we have never thought of. You mark my words, I believe that.
Well, this should, by the way, I think what we were doing the other day should almost be standard procedure for many hearings.
Yeah.
We could, for adults, kids. I mean, it was great because we could see them, they could see us, they could talk to each other back and forth. It was the dynamics pretty good. Let me tell you, talking about the technology, the changes. I was in a graduate program at Columbia University Columbia University.
That's an Ivy League school back east.
Back east.
I couldn't get into. They rejected me.
In 1964, it was a graduate class, and Frank Sear was the professor, who was a forward-thinking guy in the area of technology.
At Columbia University.
At Columbia University. And what he did in our classroom, seriously, we had telephones on each. Tables. We were each at tables, and there was a telephone deal on each table. And we'd be talking about something, and Professor Sear would say, well, let's get them on the telephone and talk about it. And we were talking to some of the big names all over the country and doing things, and it was the idea. And he was using this concept of telecommunications in classrooms, and he got it going in the Ozarks. And he was reading, teaching foreign languages and doing things with the telephone. And I'm just thinking how far we've come as I sat there and watched you today with what you're doing with the video now and those things. It was a great experience.
I was at Columbia University.
That was Columbia in 1964.
Have you ever been to Columbia University? Did you?
Senator. But that also probably led to, I think we're leading up to something where Vern said that kind of led him for him to invent the internet, I think, or something. Is that what kind of is that where you're going with this thing? Yeah, you got competition.
Isn't that where Al Gore's teaching right now?
Yeah, Columbia. Did you know where that?
I'm a local boy.
You what's that?
I'm a local boy.
Okay. Columbia. Did you? You got some other degrees in schools you went to too, didn't you?
I think it's about time for us to close this session. Is there any of those?
The mail order degrees?
Is there?
No, tell me.
is there any other discussion that's really pertinent to the cause today?
Did you take an IQ test?
I am. The works, whatever we're in, is closed. I'm ready now to close the meeting, and that means we can turn off the TV.